Pastini is Eugene's new Italian bistro at Oakway Center, dedicated to serving up two of life's greatest pleasures, pasta and wine. Join them for classic favorites like spaghetti and meatballs, linguine with clams and sausage, and fettuccine alfredo paired with hand-selected Pacific Northwest and Italian wines. Pastini. Eat pasta. Drink wine.
Welcome to the Duck Pod from DuckSports.com. Here's Ryan Thorburn and Austin Meek from the Register Guard Newsroom.
All right, we're back. The podcast is back with Austin Meek and Ryan Thorburn. Austin, it's been a few weeks, and it's time to kind of wrap up spring football for the Ducks. They had their spring game, which we were both at. And what were your impressions, I guess, not just of that game, but any developments this spring?
Well, I think one of the big developments was the buzz finally around Tyler Shuck, and our first chance to see him command the offense. I thought he looked good in the spring game. I think he probably put some minds at ease that for the first time in a while, it seems like Oregon has a backup quarterback who could come in and run the team for a series or a game or two if Justin Herbert goes down, and you're not afraid that the team is just going to fall apart. So that's a positive development. And I think Tyler Shuck, you know, showed enough that probably he's establishing himself as at least a contender when Justin Herbert is getting his name called in the NFL draft next April.
Yeah, I like Tyler. He has a great demeanor. He's 6'5", so he's going to be able to follow Justin in terms of a similar style of play, I think. He's kind of the prototypical guy that NFL teams are looking for as far as the height goes. Now, he's only 210 pounds right now, it listed that, where Justin's, you know, climbing towards 240 and looks, you know, very muscular compared to Tyler. But let's not forget he's only a redshirt freshman and he enrolled early last spring. So I think that's a good sign that he made so many strides from one spring to the next. There's been a lot of questions about Marcus Arroyo and being the offensive coordinator, but I think there's some signs that he can develop quarterbacks, which is something, especially in terms of the backup role, that Oregon's been missing since Mariota left.
Yeah, and I think the other big question in the spring was who are going to be the guys catching passes from Justin Herbert next season? Juwan Johnson caught a touchdown in the spring game. We saw a little bit of Micah Pittman, a little bit of Josh Delgado. I don't know if those questions really can be answered in the spring. It's going to be a storyline throughout fall camp and leading up to the season about whether this receiving core can improve upon last year and replace the production of Dylan Mitchell. But at least it was a chance to see some of those guys out there. You know, Juwan Johnson, he's a big target. He's a big man. He's got a little bit of the Greg Oden thing going on when you see him. He's like, is that guy still in college? About 30 years old.
Yeah, Juwan Johnson is going to, you know, whether it works out or not, he's going to be given the chance to be a number one type of receiver with Dylan Mitchell leaving. And just the physicalness that you mentioned, I mean, he's going to have an advantage over, you know, all the DBs he faces as far as size. He kind of reminds me just in stature of the Arizona State receiver that the Patriots took.
Yeah, N'Keal Harry.
He looks like N'Keal Harry. So that'll be interesting. I'm not saying he's going to be N'Keal Harry, but definitely he's going to have the opportunity to stretch the field. I think they're in pretty good shape in the slot. Jalen Redd had a pretty good freshman year. And Micah Pittman seems like a guy who's going to be a major factor in the offense. It'll be interesting to see if both those guys will be on the field at the same time or if they're both in that slot position. I'm just curious, can Johnny Johnson and Brendan Schooler and some of the older players hold on, or is it going to be all young guys plus Juwan Johnson taking over this receiving core?
Dylan Mitchell make a mistake by going pro. He got drafted in the 7th round by the Vikings. After the season he had, I would have thought maybe he would have gone a little bit higher than that, maybe a mid-round pick. You think he had any second thoughts about that?
I don't think he did. I mean, it's hard to say what people's intentions are. On paper, he made a mistake because, you know, he's a seventh-round pick going to Minnesota. They have two of the best receivers in the league already. So he's fighting to be a backup. And they drafted another player in the seventh round, another wide receiver. So, I mean, there's no guarantee he's going to be on the Minnesota Vikings. I think with that chip on his shoulder and the talent that he has and just the desperation to make a living, I think he'll make it. But you just don't know. Did he like school? Did he, you know, what was the risk of coming back in terms of injury? With the stats he had last year, could he really improve his stock that much? You know, he did get drafted. And he is in the National Football League, so I can't say it's a mistake, but certainly you never know how people are going to go in the draft, and stats really have little to do with it.
Yeah, I think there is an argument that Dylan Mitchell, if he had come back, could he have equaled the production that he had last season? Maybe he could have. You know, he would have had to stay healthy. He caught a lot of passes last year. And I think he probably figured, you know what, I'm not ever going to be you know, a better prospect than I am right now. He felt like this was his time, and you know, who knows? He's you know, a smaller receiver, certainly, maybe not quite in the NFL prototype, but you know, a guy who was very productive for a year at Oregon. In general, for the Ducks, you know, just kind of a low key draft weekend. You know, the guys that you know, you thought might go maybe, you know, on that second day of the draft ended up going in the third day. Ugo Amadi was the first guy picked. Jalen Jelks slipped down. Was he a seventh rounder?
Seventh rounder, yeah. Of the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So, they have a lot of good defensive linemen already, so that'll be tough to make the team. But, you know, he's kind of a different body type and certainly a hard worker, so that'll be interesting. You know, you hope he'll at least be on the developmental squad. Ugo Amadi, a great story. Here's a guy who was a late addition. In 2015, played every game of all 4 years, half at cornerback, half at safety, and some punt return. Really, football's a developmental game, they say, and that's a guy who developed into an NFL player. I think it was still a good day for Oregon football, even though all four guys were the last day of the draft. They all were drafted. So basically, this team is losing essentially five starters, if you count Lana Pelu, but the four main stars they lose were all drafted to the NFL. That's why I think Oregon's going to be ranked so high going into next season, because really all their pro prospects, their big-time ones, came back. Justin Herbert, obviously. Shane Lemieux, I think, is going to be a really good NFL player. Calvin Throckmorton is going to be a really good NFL player. So, you know, next year's draft, Oregon will be spotlighted quite a bit, obviously, starting with Herbert.
Yeah, we asked the question, did Dylan Mitchell make a mistake by going pro? And we'll find out if Justin Herbert made a mistake by coming back. When you look at this draft, the Giants took the guy from Duke, whose name is eluding me right now,
Daniel Jones.
Yeah, who I'd never heard of until this week.
Daniel Boone. No, Daniel Jones.
They took him at 6. I got to think if Justin Herbert had been available there on the board, he might have been the pick if he hadn't been taken by another team before that. So,
yeah, next year you'll have Tua.
Yeah.
From Alabama.
Jake Fromm.
Yeah.
From Georgia.
I mean, Herbert will always be a top 10 pick because of the size,
you would think,
and
yeah,
you know, the Giants reach for the Duke guy. You know, Josh Allen got a lot of crap last year for going number 7 after, you know, an up and down career at Wyoming and not lighting up the Mountain West. So when you're 6'6" like Josh Allen and Justin Herbert and can throw the ball 80 yards, you're going to get a good shot to be a franchise quarterback. And I think Justin, there are some things he can work on. The consistency really wasn't there. I mean, we were at the Arizona game and the Washington State game. I mean, he's supposed to be the number one pick, and the offense just comes out and looks like they've never played football before in a couple key road games. So if he can lead this team into contention in the Pac-12 and stay healthy, he's going to be the man next year in the NFL draft.
Yeah, I think he's as a prospect, he's really stable because of the things that you mentioned. You know, there's some guys who might shoot up the board based on, you know, factors that, you know, maybe they get really hot, you know, or they're not the prototypical NFL player, but they have a really productive season. You put Dylan Mitchell in that category. Not the prototypical NFL receiver, but he had a really productive season. And that's probably why he felt like his value was as high as it's going to be. Justin Herbert, you know, the baseline is there of the tools, the size, the arm, the mobility, the character. Those things are not going to change. The only thing he can do, I think, is help himself by having a really productive senior season, you know, statistically. And also in the leadership category, in the success of the team, you know, Justin Herbert, you know, has never led his team to a championship. So that's one of the things left out there for him to do. And, you know, to the extent that stuff matters, the NFL teams are mainly looking at the measurables and the production. But there, I do think that Justin Herbert could help his stock a little bit by going out there and proving that he can lead his team to a really good season.
Yeah, I think, you know, these NFL scouts, they're going to nitpick him to death. And my guess is one of the things that the questions that'll come up next draft season is, does Justin Herbert want to be an NFL quarterback for 15 years? Does he want to be the face of a franchise and do everything that it takes to be a, you know, a Ben Roethlisberger or one of these guys that hangs around and has a Hall of Fame career and frankly takes a beating? That's part of it. As we know, he's a tremendous student. He had plans to go to medical school, those sorts of things. I mean, I think he'll definitely try it and at least get that rookie deal, but is that what he wants? Is that his passion to be an NFL quarterback as his job?
Yeah, well, we'll find out. For right now, he's a college quarterback, and Ducks are certainly happy to have him back for another year. We do have to say a goodbye today, though. Our producer, Rob, this is his last show. Rob, turn your mic on.
Yeah, Rob, tell us what you're going to miss most about the Duck Pod and where you're headed.
Well, obviously, you two wonderful people. No, it's been wonderful putting this show together with you two and Steve over the last year and a half. And, you know, the greatest part about this show is the guests that you guys get to come in here and, you know, everyone from Kelly Graves to, you know, Ali Odi here in the studio. It's been great working with y'all and looking forward to continue listening to the Duck Pod. Subscribe, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, etc.
The Ducks host your Golden Buffaloes of Colorado next year, so
yeah.
And you're headed to the Denver Post, so we'll either be hitting you up to come on or hitting you up to find a guest for us in Denver.
That sounds great. I haven't said go Buffs on this podcast before because I respect the Duck fans too much, but you know.
Yeah, it's your chance. Your last chance.
Let's go Buffs.
All right. Well, on that note, thank you all for checking out the podcast again. Rob is moving on, but we're still here. We'll continue podcasting throughout the off season. So thanks for checking out the Duck Pod, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Duck Pod from DuckSports.com. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And always available at DuckSports.com.